Welcome to episode 149 of Practical Defense. Fake TV. Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I am your host, Alex Haddix. This week we have a security product review. It's a really interesting device called Fake TV. But before we get into that, I wanted to apologize for the irregularity in posting this past month. I've been crazy busy with contract proposals, school, and family. With all those other high-priority items demanding my attention, the show tends to get pushed back a bit. The good news is that things should be settling down in the next week or so. So we should be back on our normal schedule by then. I also want to give a congratulations to a good friend of mine and fellow black belt, Mark Sherman. Mark landed a great national television commercial for the new Volkswagen Jetta. This is the ad where they show the car crashing into a test wall in slow motion. I think the ad is entitled Split Second, and Mark is the driver. In addition to being a crash test dummy, Mark is an American Kempoist, and we trained together for many years. He's even helped me out with some of my reality-based seminars, particularly the knife and woman survival courses. Mark is one of the nicest guys you will ever meet, and I wish him the best. I'll put a link up to the video on YouTube in the show notes. Alrighty, we'll be back with our review of the Fake TV.
Whenever you see big city mayors campaigning for gun control, rows of uneasy-looking police officers are forced to stand behind the mayors. The reason our police friends are uneasy is they don't buy into the mayor's political scam. The president of the Black Police Caucus said his members believe there should be no gun rationing, and nearly 100% of their membership thinks criminals are able to obtain guns through illegal means. Likewise, 94% of the National Association of the Chiefs of Police believe that citizens should be able to purchase firearms for self-defense and sporting purposes. Maybe this is why billionaire New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg called the 32,000-member Fraternal Order of Police a fringe group, because unlike Michael, cops know who the good guys are, namely you, not Bloomberg. Arm yourself with facts to strip the gun control industry bare. Visit gunfacts.info and get your free copy of Gun Facts. Called Indispensable by Cam Edwards of NRA News, Gun Facts is your rapid reference guide to debunking gun control myths and shaming politicians into obedience. www.gunfacts.info.
Welcome back. In the interest of full disclosure, I must disclose that I received a free version of the Fake TV device to keep. So, what is a fake TV? Well, it's a small light-emitting box that simulates the light given off by a television. When viewed from outside the home, it looks like someone is up and watching television. This is a great burglar deterrent, as most criminals will avoid homes when people are inside, especially when those people are awake. This device gives the illusion that someone is up and awake. Now, back in January of this year, Savage Gunner posted a recommendation to the GRRN message board to leave a bathroom light on at all times. The premise is that someone might be in there, at any time of the day, taking care of business. If a criminal scattered the home and discovered the light on, there's a good chance the burglar might move on to a different home. His source is what really stuck with me and why I remembered it almost a year later. And I'll quote from his posting here. My source for this tip is interesting, too. It comes from the autobiography of Malcolm X. He threw that in there when he was talking about his life before his conversion to the Nation of Islam. He got the idea when he was casing homes as a burglar. You know, home security advice was the last thing I expected from Malcolm X. The fake TV device not only gives off light, but it shows activity, so it's even better than just leaving a light on. I've been running the fake TV in my home for the past 2 months, and I really like it. Now for testing, I set it up in a room next to another room with a real television in it. From outside the home, it was impossible to determine which was the television and which was the fake TV. And in fact, the fake TV was just a little bit brighter than my real TV. The flickering lights perfectly match the changing light patterns given off by a television. I used to leave a light on in a room facing the street, but it has now been permanently replaced by a fake TV. So, let's take a look at the device itself. It is surprisingly small. It's only about 3 inches wide and about 2.5 inches tall. You can stick it just about anywhere, and you just point it towards a window that has the shades pulled closed. The device uses LEDs, so the power consumption is extremely low. The marketing materials claim that it uses as much power as a child's nightlight. My favorite feature of the device has to be the light sensor. You can leave it plugged in, and when the room goes dark, it will turn on automatically. It has a timer that can be set to run for 4 or 7 hours. When the sun comes up or someone turns a light on in the room, it turns itself off. You can set it up and then just forget about it. Or, if you just want to turn it on manually, there's a setting for that as well. The fake TV sells for $30. I love it, and I will continue to use it. It really is just a little box that does one thing and does it well. It's a great complement to other home safety and security measures. I'll include a link to the product page in the show notes.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
When hurricanes strike, people lose belongings, their homes, hope. This hurricane season is predicted to be severe. American Red Cross volunteers stand ready. You can help. Your $50 click on redcross.org can feed and shelter a child for a day. Text Red Cross to 90999 to give $10. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS and your $25 gift can make sure someone won't go hungry for the day. Every single donation brings hope. Text message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back. You know, it is now November, so don't forget to reserve your seat in the Masad Ayoub seminar that I'm hosting in January. It's only just 2.5 months away. I expect things to fill up more quickly as we get closer to the event, so if you really want in, you should reserve your spot now. And if you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.